governor of Minnesota for 6 years now. But before that, he was a member of Congress for six terms.
Walls calls the selection an honor of a lifetime. Former DNC official Haima Moore says Walls could help Harris with support in the Midwest.
The Minnesota Democratic Party stands for Democratic Farmers and Labor Party. So Tim Walls has been all around the country. He understands the rural community. When he was a member of Congress, half of his bills were co-sponsored by Republicans.
Harris and Walls will rally supporters in Philadelphia later today. The Trump campaign brands the Harris VP pick as a, quote, dangerously liberal extremist. Now to the southeast. Wind and rain batter Charleston, South Carolina, one of many places expecting a drenching from Tropical Storm Debbie and getting it now. CBS's Christian Benavides is in waterlogged Savannah.
Georgia is still under a state of emergency. About 8 inches of rain have fallen, and people are bracing for what could potentially be that going into the double digits by Wednesday.
The storm, which hit Florida as a hurricane, is blamed for at least 5 deaths. Nearly 200 people needed to be rescued from high water north of Sarasota. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest today on the fatal shooting of an Illinois woman by a lawman who's now charged with murder.
The deputy sheriff who fatally shot Sonia Massey in her Springfield, Illinois home last month says he thought that when she unexpectedly said, quote, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," she intended to kill him. That's what Sean Grayson wrote in his field report on July 9th, 3 days after he shot Massey, a 36-year-old black woman who had called 911 for help.
The financial markets are bouncing back from yesterday's trouncing. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger expects market volatility will continue for a while.
I think it will. I don't know for how long. And I think that this is part of being an investor. It's sort of the price of admission. I know we hate to hear this, but, you know, when we have a big up day, a big down day, all this, I try to just say, take a deep breath. Don't try to make any big moves in these moments.
And what right now, the Dow is up 482 points. The S&P is up 84. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties had a few power outages from last night's storms, while thousands were affected in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. We Energies attributes the outages to high winds, and they have crews working to restore power. Lamarian Blair, accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting, faces 4 new criminal charges after a jail fight in July. The incident involving Blair and another inmate was reportedly over money. The Kenosha County Board will vote on nominating Julia Robinson to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows Brian Thomas's resignation. Robinson, a former city alder and current County Board of Health president, was selected from 7 applicants. National Night Out events are being held across Racine and Kenosha tonight. The events are meant to foster community police relationships. And Frontier Airlines is reducing routes from Milwaukee's Mitchell International. That's impacting flights to several destinations, including Orlando, Fort Myers, and Raleigh-Durham. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. ice, keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
If you can believe that, 97 years WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits. We also had Paul Harvey. He's back with the rest of the story today at 12:05. We'll be right here on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty that friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Thank you.
Jackson 5 right here on WRJN Local News, Timelessness, and even Paul Harvey today at 12:05 right after the news, the national news, the local news and sports, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. If you want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer and not pay any money, I mean, who doesn't? But we've got a chance for you. WRJN, Big Deals, presenting its first ever summer sweepstakes. And you can enter daily. You've got until this Friday. Is it this Friday? No, you got until next Friday. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Huber. All righty, so you got till next Friday. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Oh, that's right. Okay. So one more time, you've got until this Friday for the tickets for next Friday. Ugh, hello. I hope my boss doesn't hear me. Visit WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. Follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. And while you're on there, check on today's big deal of the day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jane Mattenair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Thank you.
truth. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
They're awesome. Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Went down to my hometown out of an airport that I used to go out of all the time when I came in to visit my mom and dad. Small little airport. People didn't know. My mom and dad didn't know, of course, the big rock singers back then. They were in their 20s, but everybody knew the pilot, Roger Peterson.
Out in my mind, I've been alone. you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless, this right here on WRJ. And tell a friend. And I don't know if you've heard about the Starliner. Probably not. It was Boeing's take on Elon Musk by sending their own rocket ship up to the International Space Station. So they got the two astronauts up there, and they were only supposed to be there a week. And now they've been up there for 2 months, and things are getting increasingly desperate because they have run out of fireball. The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom starts now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a few dozen power outages from storms last night in Racine and Kenosha counties. However, that number is in the thousands just to the north. Around 8,000 homes and businesses woke up without electricity in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. High winds are mostly to blame, with We Energy saying they've got crews working on getting everyone plugged back in. One of the men accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting is facing new charges after a fight in the jail. LaMarion Blair faces four new criminal charges following a fight July 5th involving Blair and another inmate. A criminal complaint says it was a dispute over money. Blair now faces a total of 53 criminal charges, including 49 from a cemetery shooting case. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery has officially completed the acquisition of Kenosha's Public Brewing Company. The Kenosha Brewery will close for about a week to reorganize, retrain, and update things under a new ownership. The Lakefront Brewery president says they're excited about continuing Kenosha's craft beer brewing tradition. And the Mount Pleasant Police Department is accepting applications for its 2024 Citizen Police Academy. That starts September 10th. Interested individuals should apply by August 23rd to participate in the interactive program about police operations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN.
WRJM with the 2 o'clock.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change my love. Something
even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
And Timeless says right here at WRJ. And now I just realized this. Marilyn Monroe passed away 62 years ago yesterday. 62 years. lot of rumors on her, as you might imagine. One of them I was surprised to see was that she actually passed away en route, and they brought her back home.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night.
And local news, timeless hits right back here where they belong on WRJN. Also, the home of Paul Harvey today, just after the news at 12:05. I mentioned, Al Wilson, by the way. I want to forget him. He passed away back in 08. Unbelievable. I was just thinking about him, and I'm thinking, yeah, I remember when he passed away. And then, you know, how you kind of go, yeah, it was just yesterday or something. And then you look and you go, 2008. Oh, my gosh. And he was young, too, just like Marilyn Monroe. And I mentioned that yesterday. They found her, or did they, in bed at in her 30s back in 1962. But one thing that I didn't realize, journalists actually interviewed the ambulance company. The owner was still alive at the time. And he claimed that Marilyn was alive when they got there, but died en route to the hospital. Okay, whatever. I think some of the things that keep her legend going is we really don't know. But I got to tell you, my favorite movie that she was in was Niagara. I don't know if you've ever seen it. 1953 it came out, and that's what really, really people took notice of her in that movie. But the thing about that movie was the beautiful shots of Niagara Falls. So that's why I would totally recommend that movie.
Everybody knows if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysafe.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's go.
with local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey. We got news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles, local news, Mike Clemens with sports, and CBS National News. That's the weather forecast. Scattered showers today. High of 70, just about there. And high riptide alerts on Lake Michigan.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurtings on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Line. last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You're welcome.